Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 22nd. Grains have opened up a little bit lower here. May corn down 2 cents. May beans down 0.75 cents. May wheat down 7.5 cents. We're under a little bit of pressure here today as the weather certainly looks to be a little bit better. We're going to be 60 to 70 degrees around Chicago. We're going to get up to 80 today. So there should create some opportunities around the Midwest to get some planting done. But a lot of eyes will be on the crop progress reports tonight to see how the condition of the wheat crop is holding up and to see whether or not we're really that far behind on the corn. It's interesting that the funds are short 310,000 contracts of corn, 90,000 beans. That could be a little bit friendly long run, but in the short run, the funds have this thing by the throat and are holding on to it. We haven't seen anything positive out of the government on the China-U.S. trade deal. We haven't seen any new real export sales out here. Export inspections this morning weren't bad, 135 on the corn. The wheat was good at 811, but the beans were weak again at 382. But the beans are the strongest thing on the board here. Moving ahead, if we can get these crops in the ground, it looks like we'll be off to a decent start. I'm not sure what's going to chase the funds in here. Are they just going to decide to cover, take the profits? That doesn't seem likely, but it's certainly possible. Frankly, if I were the funds, I wouldn't want to be short 310,000 contracts of corn, 310,000 contracts of corn going into the growing season, but they seem very content on doing so. The rest of the world doesn't look too bad either. We don't see any major problems. The beans have been under pressure last week because the Brazilian beans were getting so cheap. But we don't see a whole lot of Chinese demand out here, so I don't know that makes a whole lot of difference. We've got to have a trade deal or this market's in trouble. We don't see any terrible weather out here for the time being. So again, the path of least resistance seems lower. And I think the pros will want to sell rallies this week. We could make a new low next Monday or Tuesday, but that would strictly be a technical play. I don't see any reason fundamentally why this thing would turn around, at least not yet. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.